It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Thursday, April 23rd. I'm Megan Lynch. A deadly daytime shooting near the Metrolink station in the Del Mar Loop. St. Louis police say they're investigating after a man was killed in the 700 block of Hodemont about 3 p.m. Eyewitnesses say two men got into an argument while getting off a Metro bus at the transit center there. One of them reportedly shot the other in the head. One of the suspects in a Collinsville murder-for-hire scheme set to be sentenced today. 46-year-old Gary Johnson found guilty of first-degree murder last month in the killing of 32-year-old Portia Rowland. Rowland was shot and killed in her driveway in January 2025 as she warmed up her car. Johnson is one of three people charged with Rowland's murder. He previously served 20 years in prison for a St. Clair County murder, prosecutors pushing for a life sentence. New questions about the science and health of data centers as proposals work through approvals across the St. Louis Metro. The day after the city of St. Louis gave its thumbs up to the Armory District Data Center project, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley put the health question directly to HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.
These are massive. This is going to consume, I think it's 700 megawatts of power. That's enough for 300,000 homes in 1 year.
Kennedy did not dispute those concerns.
The risks to me are horrendous, and I've asked both ARPA and the Surgeon General's office to either do meta reviews or to do base studies on this issue so that we can better inform the American public.
It's 8:05. We're digging into the new Kansas City Royals Stadium and what St. Louis can learn from how that plan was put together. One unique point, the stadium would displace one of Missouri's most famous corporate campuses. Hallmark has anchored the Crown Center District since 1956, but Hallmark Executive Chairman Don Hall says the company's agreeing to vacate its historic offices to make way for home plate.
Our headquarters will be moving to make room for the new stadium. Our buildings have been home to generations of Hallmarkers and some of our most memorable corporate moments since we located there in 1956. While these buildings have served us very well, we are very excited about moving to a newer building that will be even better suited for our work today and into the future.
Hallmark, much like St. Louis's Enterprise Mobility, is a corporate giant that's still privately owned by its founding family. Hallmark also isn't leaving the neighborhood. The company plans to build a new headquarters within the new baseball district.
I'm Michael Calhoun.
You know, Governor, I think we're playing the Cardinals that day, and I think we're winning. We must be winning.
When St. Louis hears about a $3 billion new stadium in Kansas City, the first question is, who's paying for it? The Royals are covering two-thirds of the cost, but the state is pitching in. Governor Mike Kehoe says the state's share comes from retaining taxes that would otherwise leave for Kansas.
This does not affect any existing programs. There's people that say, well, if you do this for them, then you're... if the Royals were not here, we'd have zero. And so these tools are designed about keeping those revenue streams and those income flows here. And that makes it a net positive for the state and for the investment.
KC Mayor Quentin Lucas emphasizes the public funding will rely on existing revenues and not introduce new taxes.
How did the St. Louis area stack up this year? In the American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report, KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer tells us.
Nearly half of all children in the U.S. are breathing unhealthy levels of air pollution, according to the American Lung Association, including nearly a half million kids in Missouri. The St. Louis metropolitan area, including the Metro East, St. Charles, and Farmington, was named the 24th most polluted in the nation for ozone pollution and received a grade of F. The American Lung Association's Will Barrett says EPA rollbacks are partly to blame.
The Lung Association is really calling on everyone to call on EPA and tell them that our kids' health matters, that we need the EPA to move back to their mission of public health protection that they've ultimately started to withdraw from over the past year.
Bangor, Maine is the cleanest city for its air quality. Los Angeles ranks number one for the worst, Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, there's a new text scam in St. Louis. Residents have reported receiving a text message with a photo claiming to be from the Traffic Division of the Circuit Court of St. Louis County. The scam message claims people have tickets that need to be paid and urge them to pay them now. St. Louis County Police say no one from a court will ever contact you by phone or text to ask for a payment.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.